All right, all right. Let me give you part three of the celebrating audience stories from all over the world. And I'm celebrating my wife and our story as we're in Sedona. Thanks for allowing me to just share this with you. Give me a little bit of time off so I can come back fresh, ready to take on the world and help lift you and your business to the next level so you can convince and convert at faster rates. Here's episode three. This is episode 202. It is the third episode of this series and the final one where we're interviewing audience members about the podcast as we approach the major milestone. Sit back, learn from brilliant people in this audience from all over the world. Let's do this.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Oh, wow. This has really been enjoyable for me to talk to people that are listening to the podcast, to hear your feedback. And I want to talk to you first about, before we get going and I introduce you to these really cool people that are doing smart things, I want to talk to you about the Wirebuzz Insider Community on Facebook. Now, as I look at my phone, I've got eight people that are now requesting to get in. And as soon as I'm done with this podcast episode recording, I will welcome them in if, of course, there's always an if, they have the super secret password. Well, you know what it was last week. But last week, just like old milk, it is out of date. Now the new one, as I'm looking around the room for the super secret password. Oh, this is good. The password for this week. Do you know what it is, Brandon? Do you have any idea?
No idea.
Okay. Well, it's going to be interesting. The password this week is Carl Zeiss. Carl Zeiss, the creator of the greatest lenses of all time. Carl Zeiss. That'll get you access into the Wirebuzz Insider Group. And the first thing we're going to ask, you're going to be confronted with a video. Why a video? Because people don't read anymore, right? And you're going to get a video featuring yours truly. And I'm going to tell you the rules of the Insider Group. I'm going to welcome you to the fellow Buzz members as we share information. But I'm also going to ask you to share a little bit about yourself. In fact, I'm going to ask you to take a few moments and tell us to introduce yourself to the community. Where are you from? Where are you currently doing? Where are you currently working for? That's weird. Let me say this again in maybe a way that's a little bit cleaner. Where do you currently work? Why did you decide to join the Wirebuzz Insider Group? And what are you looking to get out of this group? Super smart group. We give each other great information so we can go out and do great things using the power of video. Now, we found out yesterday, and if you're following us in this group, you can now timestamp this with your brain. We found out yesterday that Team Wirebuzz won three prestigious communications awards for three of our video projects. One for my alma mater, the great University of Arizona, and we bared down for the U. Exactly what I'm supposed to do. We also got two awards for two different clients in the medical space, which is awesome. And the power of video is undeniable. And that's why I wanted to make sure that we spent some time talking with people in the audience to find out what they're doing and what works for them. So let's go right now out to Long Beach, California, and let's talk with Grant. Grant, what is up?
What is up, my man?
This is so cool. Grant, you live and work right down the road from where I grew up in Manhattan Beach and Hermosa Beach. Tell me about your business. It's LB Video Marketing, but give me an idea of what you're selling.
You know, it's wonderful because after, you know, following the podcast and everything you offer, what I'm selling really expanded. So it started off as, you know, if you need a video, I can make you a video. But thanks to everything I've learned, that's just the beginning of the story now, because everybody know they need, everybody knows they need a video, but then they don't know really what video marketing can do to grow their business. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I'm in the door, I can just open the conversation to that. And I just had a meeting this morning where I was kind of, I listened to your podcast on the way, was repeating everything you said to them, you know, about, you know, pain points and, you know, thought leadership and everything. So the great thing about it is I can kind of, use all that knowledge to kind of convey to the client that I know what I'm talking about.
And yeah.
Whatever video we're working on at the moment is going to be, you know, meet the goals they need. And then we're going to focus on the next one and keep going.
Right. Beautiful.
So the kind of conversation and the different way to think about video and video marketing and how you use it in your sales and marketing process and how it can speed up everything. So it just really opened the conversation for me with my clients.
Beautiful. I love hearing that. One of the terms that we use a lot around the office is we're going to land and expand, right? We're going to sell a video, but then as we dig in, we're going to find out what's that pain point, what's the frustration, because video is like the biggest problem solver for most businesses. Like most of the problems that exist are just opportunities for us to use a video to better educate somebody or to speed up the sales process. And it's cool to see that you get that and you use it and it works, right?
It works. And you know, I had a business for 5 years that was the video production business, and I never wanted to take responsibility for the client's video ideas because if it's on them, then I don't have to take responsibility for if it's going to work. But with your class and everything, I know it's going to work. You know, guarantee ROI miniseries, you know, so I can guarantee them that they will get ROI. So I can have the confidence to direct what they're going to make more than just kind of sitting back and being happy to have a job and shooting something. It's kind of, you know, taking it to the next level.
And just between us, you can charge more, right?
So much more, man.
Yeah.
Keep it going. And then when you expand, of course, into the, you know, as a video production guy yourself, you know, it's hard with the, if you're just going to be doing the video and then you give it to them and they don't host it or post it correctly,
right?
You know, what's it worth making? So they immediately have no idea what you're talking about when you start talking about that. And they think, oh my goodness, you know what you're saying. And in the whole, you know, what do they do after this? And that whole conversation, just, you know, then the clients can now see it as a tool more that they can use throughout their business.
That's right. It's beautiful. I love hearing that. It's exciting to watch. And then are you coming out with your team? Are you guys coming out on location and filming these videos and then editing them?
Yes, doing everything. And
good.
And even the first thing I want to do is like understand what the client really wants and what their goals really are. Because a lot of times they'll come to you and say, hey, I want a video about this. And it's even, you know, having the confidence now that I know everything to say, if that's your goal, maybe you want that video, but maybe you want three videos.
Yeah.
And maybe break it up and have the customer go through that journey and where are they entering and what's their final goal and how can we optimize Facebook to, you know, have the button to take them through there and you know, all that sort of a thing as well.
That's good. That is like for me being a former waiter, it's always anticipating what is their next need. And for those of you that are listening, if you've never waited tables, really the whole trick is what is their next need and how do I get that need and position it before it's relevant. So like if they order soup, you put soup in the computer and the chef's gonna pour the soup and you in your brain already know, I've gotta prep the spoon and the plate and the crackers. So when that soup's ready, boom, it goes. And you do this with your videos and start thinking about, well, what's that user gonna do next? Well, they're gonna need a page for it to live on. I can sell them that page. We can write that page and put the button in the right place and figure out where the video lives. And all those things come when you just keep asking those questions. What's next and how can I provide it for them?
And it's, I would love to continue moving and growing and going to the space where I can offer the website as well, because right now I'm trying to stick with the video aspect really, but I see that the client's needs are beyond that. So I totally understand how you guys are like the digital agency that covers everything, because it's, you know, video can guide them through it, but if they don't then have the landing page that's going to connect with the video, then your work isn't really valuable,
right?
You know,
right.
As valuable necessarily. But dude, thanks for your advice. Actually, going back to the last question, is you're talking about the Blackmagic Pocket Cinema 4K camera. Dude, I bought two of those guys. I love them, man.
Yeah.
I can, you know, the shotgun straight into them, color cards, you know, do the LUTs into. So I can spend less time editing and delivering great footage, and you know, they're with a Ronin S gimbal. Yep. And, you know, it's a beautiful setup that is inexpensive, and you can deliver some great quality footage with it.
That's so cool. We actually have found that we spend a lot less time in post-production matching between cameras, because those two cameras are, you know, we have a couple of the Pocket Cinema 4K or whatever they name that thing, and it helps in post-production tremendously. I'm glad it's working for you. The use of a gimbal in the video production also is quite nice, because you can tell a much deeper story in the process, and it sounds like you're doing that also.
Yes, I love to use the gimbal for both selling and also delivering content. You know, they don't start talking about gimbal, they're immediately impressed and think that's a cool thing. And, you know, you show up with a cool looking device and they're excited about it. And then look at this amazing footage I can deliver. And with a camera like that, it's not, you know, you're also delivering really high quality footage in a smooth format that you thought, like, how could they get that shot? So, you know, the value that you can deliver to the client that they can then be transferring as, you know, representing themselves. And just even that wording is, I totally learned from you, you know. And so just at a client, meeting with a client this morning, you know, it's just, anyways, man, dude, I know it's a little interview, but dude, appreciate it, man. It's really nice you could do this. It must take a lot of your time, but I guess I see why you do it, because, you know, it does seem like it would establish yourself as such an expert in the field of, you know, video marketing.
Yeah, you know, as a former talk show host, part of my daily process is preparing myself, learning new information, and I'm at my best when I'm teaching what I need to learn. It helps it get into my long-term memory. My clients all get an email on Thursdays, or I think it's Thursdays, when the team pushes it out, and then I run into them and they want to talk to me about the latest newsletter, because they know that information is important. But if I didn't have this schedule and the content creation and knowing that I had to be accountable to learn new things and to bring that to the industry, then I wouldn't be able to get in front of them with helpful information. And as soon as the helpful information part of me stops, then I find myself in that icky territory where I'm selling. And instead, I just want to be teaching, and then they naturally gravitate to me. Right? You get it. All right.
I see what you're saying.
Let's talk about the ROI mini course. It sounds like you went through it. And for those that don't know, Grant mentioned a moment ago that we have a 5-part web-based mini course where we teach our secrets to guaranteeing your videos generate a return on investment. And you can get that at wirebuzz.com/ROI. Grant, was that helpful to you?
Dude, ridiculously helpful. These are the printouts over here, man, of the persuasive video scripting templates and the how to create profitable video topics, man. It's so helpful and such an amazing resource to be able to, you know, get a client, hear a little bit about them, go back, refer to those great resources, and come up with a great plan, and then just tell them, you know, ideas you came up with, man, and they think you're smart and this is great and this is going to work. So it's been wonderful to kind of help turn me, you know, I do have a background in video and being like a one-man band video guy. So this has just totally opened the world to me, and the ROI course is, you know, a really tangible way how to actually do that.
So let me give you a little bit of a background on how that series has helped us as a business. So the question would always come up. People would always ask me, you know, I would get close to selling them, and then they would finally push back and go, I don't know. How do you guarantee this stuff is even going to work? And all I really need is ROI. So I kept complaining about this internally, and we came up with the ROI mini course. And then what we noticed is when people walk in that front door over there and they've already seen it, they like hug me because I tell some of my most personal business stories of how I went through the struggle and the transformation. And in doing so, like, I've bonded with them, right? And that's part of the magic of being a video creator, is knowing how to use stories at the right time. So I'm glad that you found it valuable. And I know that when you start incorporating that type of philosophy into your own business, you'll be getting more yeses than nos. It's cool. All right. So then the next thing I wanted to ask you about is, when did you get started with the podcast? How did you stumble into the podcast, and where do you think you picked up in the way?
Well, you kind of found me at a great moment in my life because, as you mentioned, I had my video production business for 5 years with my partner and best friend, and then he got married and moved to the other side of the country, and so it's kind of an opportunity to restart a bit, and kind of video for business and the video as a business tool was always something that seemed really interesting to me, and so I just started Googling, or just on podcasts, I just think I typed video marketing, not knowing that was a word together. And came into your podcast and immediately just opened my eye to this whole universe of thinking that I had never realized, even though I've, you know, been doing film for like 15 years, I never thought of it in that way. And so that's so empowering, just to look at it differently and understand, you know, talking about, you know, what the client is going to get from a product, you know, the end result, like the solution rather than the details, you know, as a big overview, because I think, you know, when you get a client, that's so much of what people want to talk about. So just the whole idea of a larger.
Hey, Grant White, are you married?
Not yet.
All right. Are you single?
No, I got a girlfriend.
Okay, yeah. Good. That's a good sign. Yeah. Now, when you meet a girl or you met your girlfriend, you sell in conversation the end goal, right? You're not selling the hooking up part or having dessert. You're having conversations about what life is going to be like and what you have in common. I mean, the same thing is helpful when we do that with our clients, because if we're just selling that immediate transaction, which you can translate that back over to the dating life, I'm sure, then you're only going to go so far. But if it's about the long term and the big picture and helping them achieve their goals, now you're part of a long term relationship because you're aligned with them.
Definitely. I totally get the analogy, and it's so true. And it's more valuable. You know, it's not a one night stand that you could go out and get if you were looking at the right place. It's the relationship that is going to be beneficial.
Yeah.
You know,
both of you guys aligned, and then you're also a member of our Wirebuzz Insider community. Has that been helpful to you?
So helpful. I love it. It's so cool. It's just so exciting to get to, like, if you ever had any questions of, you know, is this video going to work, or just to talk to somebody who is in the same boat as me, you know, because I'm kind of out here on my own. Nobody's really heard of what I do, that I know I'm always telling people and educating them about video marketing, about, you know, what I do. So it's really great to get to be in a sphere where everybody's on the same page. Everybody, you know, has kind of gone through the class, understands a little bit of everything. You know, I definitely even want to utilize it more with kind of throwing up drafts and getting feedback that way on it.
Good.
It's such a great tool that, you know, where else could you find that, you know, community like that?
Yeah, and we don't charge you for that, right? We just welcome you into the community. We want you to share your guidance and advice. And as people will hear from this episode, there are people from all over the world that are learning about video marketing, that are trailblazing in the space, that give advice. And I'm grateful that you've jumped in and become a member of that community. Thank you for doing that.
My pleasure.
All right. Yeah. You're in Southern California. For those of you that aren't familiar with Long Beach is just south of the Los Angeles area. It's like it is one of the beach cities of Orange County. I'm pulling out my street cred here, right? Like, I know what's going on. It's just north of San Pedro. And did I get my order right? Or is it the opposite way?
The opposite.
Yeah. Okay. But and did you grow up there?
I did. You know, I love Long Beach. It's, you know, bigger than Miami and Atlanta. It's a pretty big city on its own. It's kind of hidden down here. And yeah. I grew up here, and I went to a charter high school for film, and I went to the Art Center College of Design and got a degree in film directing, and then came back because I love Long Beach and I love helping people make videos, and I didn't want to work 18 hours being, you know, on some stupid show I never wanted to watch. So I love being here, and I love helping businesses and nonprofits and individuals, you know, grow here and you know, make this community stronger. And it's a huge honor to get to be here and help out. And, you know, and with this video marketing tips, I really actually get to help, you know, so that's awesome. And I've been working with, in fact, a lot of nonprofits and getting them more money and getting them kind of updated, because this is all new for them. And it's blue ocean for me, and it's also great for them. So, you know, your educating has gone to help a lot of people, help other people.
Beautiful. That's why we do it. I feel the same emotional connection to my clients and the end goals. We are just about to roll out of here to go to one of the largest cancer conferences of the year. And it is an honor for us to help go in and support that community so they can better serve patients, create better outcomes. And anytime as video creators and video marketers, we connect emotionally with that end goal, we're going to create a better product. I know you know that already. I can see you nodding your head. Well, he's Grant White. He's the founder of LB Video Marketing. LB meaning Long Beach.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Thank you so much. The next time I'm out in your area, man, I'll hit you up. We can go grab a drink, okay?
Sounds wonderful, man. Please do.
Hey, thanks so much for joining me on episode 200.
Thank you. Thank you. What is up?
What is up? Hey, Grant, can you give me a piece?
Peace.
Give me one more.
All right.
Peace.
Right on. Grant, this was a lot of fun, dude. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you so much, dude. Where's Marcus at, man? Is he back there?
Yeah, you want to see him?
Yeah, dude.
I think he's in his office right now. Why don't I grab this laptop and just go on a bonsai mission, and we will kick his door in and go say hi. Let's do this.
Yeah.
All right, here I go. There he is. All right, open up his door. Marcus.
So Grant just said to me, hey, is Marcus around? I'm like, Marcus would love to be interrupted. I'm going to go stop by and say hello. And Marcus is cranking away on a bunch of things, but we've got an obvious fan here that I needed to come say hello.
What's up? I am literally in the process of sending a follow-up to our writers.
You were working on our book right now, Grant.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so we're knee-deep in that stuff, but come the fall, like Halloween or something, we should have a book. And you'll be the first to hear about it in the insider group.
Oh, dude, I can't wait, man. I'll have to hit up quick on the old, we talk about it, man, try to get a free one.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Right on,
dude. You just have to be really on the ball, right?
Yeah.
Just constantly pay attention to the community feed.
Yeah. Right on, dude. Thanks so much for joining us on the podcast.
Dude, well, thanks so much for having me, man. Dude, hit me up next time you have that, Havasu party in the...
Yes, I know.
That was
a great day. We had a lot of fun. Not enough tequila, but we had a lot of fun.
It's good meeting you, Grant.
Nice to meet you, man. Pleasure, dude. Well, have a great day. Adios.
You too.
Adios.
See ya.
Oh, that's fun. I interrupt Marcus probably 1,000 times a day. Well, definitely more times than possible. And we both have this like... Our offices are next to each other, and so it's quite common for us to leave our desks and go talk to each other and almost knock each other down because we're both walking the same direction. Happens all the time. A lot of fun around this office as we're hearing from you guys and telling your stories to the world. Let's go right now to Lisbon, Portugal. John created a really cool video, sent it over to us about the podcast and what he does for a living right now. Let's go talk with John.
Hi, Todd. I am João Seixa. I'm in Lisbon, Portugal, and I come from a filmmaking background. I was doing TV commercials and drama and documentaries. I'm still doing it. And I was going to open last year, at the end of last year, I was going to open a branded video content agency. And I started to investigate a bit more. About marketing, and that's how I found your podcast on Castbox, actually. And then I realized that I could do so much more things than just branded content. And I was digging very much inside to see more things, what you were talking about. And I was like, okay, these guys know what they're doing. And then I was checking, and it was podcast from 2015. I was like, okay, I need to step up my game. But so I've been trying to listen to all the podcasts. Actually, I haven't done all. But it's been helping me a lot. I've been following you. Following exactly what you're what you've been telling and to my clients as well at Impossible Yellow. Just last week, just a few days ago actually, they just wanted me to do a normal video, or they thought I was going to do just a normal video, and then I started talking about sales and the sales process and how could you use video to convert more leads. And some people get it, some people don't get it so much, but it's a process, and it's been very, very interesting. And yeah, so thank you for all that. Peace.
Hey, John, thank you so much for sending that, man. It lifted our spirits here at the office. We got to look at it. The video is stunning. You filmed that thing during the magic hour, right? The last like couple hours or the last hour before the sun went down. Beautiful view above the city. I wish all of you could see it. And now that we've heard from Grant in Long Beach and John in Portugal, let's finish off by going all the way to Australia, to Queensland, Australia. And let's talk with Ben, a very smart, crafty digital marketer. Well, you're going to love this. He really gets me excited because he talks about the storytelling process. Sit back and learn from Ben. All right, so let's go right now out to Queensland, Australia, and talk with Ben Amos. Ben, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Todd. Excited to be here.
It's a lot of fun, man. So tell me about your business and what you do in Australia that makes video marketing great for your customers.
Sure. So I run a company called Innovate Media here in Queensland, Australia. And basically, we are a video production and strategy agency. So the background of the business really was straight down the line producing content for corporate clients. And the last 6 years has seen a real shift for us into providing video strategy first. So I kind of describe ourselves as a video strategy first agency, similar in a way, I guess, to you guys. And, you know, that's why I get a lot of value out of the podcast for sure.
Cool. How do you get the podcast? Does it come through your mobile device?
Yeah, so through Apple Podcasts, iTunes, whatever it's called now.
Yep. So, it's hard to keep straight, right?
I listen to a lot of podcasts, but there are certain ones that I come back to time and time again.
Beautiful. And what are your customers buying now? I mean, you're selling the strategy, you're selling the video. Kind of give me a picture of what the perfect or typical type of customer is buying from you.
Sure. So we tend to focus on the professional services space. So we work with a lot of thought leaders and knowledge holders, I guess, in various industries. And so what that means is typically they're coming to us to, I guess, increase their brand awareness, because if people haven't heard of them, they can't help them, right? So often they're coming to us with video in mind, but then when we pull it back to strategy first, we then look at how we can actually use video across the full funnel to help them get the right video in the right way and to actually get results, because that's what it's about, right? They don't actually want a video. What they want is more clients coming through the door or ringing their phone, right? So that's what we do, is we kind of help them work through that process. So it's a lot of re-education to start with in our sales process, because often they don't know what they don't know.
Right. Often do you see people that are coming to you because they want a 30-second or a 60-second commercial, and then you have to kind of massage what their expectations are based on what their real goals are and start navigating them through that path? Is that common?
Yeah, a common reason for them coming to us is they're rebranding or redoing a website. So they're sitting down with their web designer and they're like, you know what, we need a promo video on the front page of this website. That'll look cool. And
yeah.
So they hadn't necessarily thought of video before, but then they're doing it for the purpose of adding it to their website. And obviously that's great because it gets them through our door. But then, you know, what we need to do is help them understand, you know, how to tell the right stories and use the right videos to connect in the right way to their ideal customer. And yes, a video can end up on the front page of their website, but can be a lot more than that as well.
Yeah. And when you start digging in on strategy, don't you also find out that there's more opportunities for you to service them?
Absolutely. And that's where, when we educate them about the potential full funnel approach to video strategy, where we can look at creating awareness content, look at creating content for the purpose of that consideration phase of the journey that educates, informs, inspires. And then through to the conversion content where we look at how we can actually inject video into their sales process to help smooth that process of getting people across the line.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. I like it. And so when you're creating these funnels for them, you're seeing naturally that people are moving through that process quicker. Do they hesitate sometimes? Like, are they like, well, yeah, but we just need a video at the top. We're good. I mean, is that a common kind of pushback that you end up seeing?
Yeah, it is. And it's probably not surprising, you know, particularly when you start talking about, you know, to a client who's come in to produce one video potentially, but then you're talking about all these potential videos across their full marketing and conversion funnel. And then they start to pull back. They're like, you know, I can see how that would work, but, you know, I think what we need to do right now is this. And sometimes that's okay, because if we can get the strategy right for that video that they've come in for, then that's going to get the results. Mm-hmm. And importantly, we can help clarify through that education process with the client what results we're actually trying to get with that particular video that they're after. Mm-hmm. But it opens up the conversation and we build a relationship. So as a video production company, we used to have clients come to us, you know, for one-off projects, and then we might never hear from them again. So by approaching this strategically in this way, we're positioning ourselves differently for our clients, so they actually see us more as a marketing partner than just a video producer.
It's beautiful. That's exactly the way it should work. And then as you start to interact with their team, do you start to notice that their web developer might not have marketing savvy or might not know where the video should be placed? So there's like natural opportunities for you to kind of spread your wings and start to show them some of your street cred so you could help them do their business and achieve their goals faster. You're seeing that also, aren't you?
Yeah, and we're always looking for opportunities to work with other agencies in the creative and marketing space that we're connected with through clients or otherwise. But it's always sometimes tricky, because sometimes you don't want to step on toes, right? Or there's potential of, particularly with that, you know, more what they might call themselves full service agencies, where they believe they can provide everything for their clients. And we 100% specialize in video solutions for our clients. So we don't do websites. We don't do other types of social media posts for our clients. So we're not competing in that way. And I often find that those agencies don't necessarily have the expertise and skill set around video content and strategy. So when we can build those strong relationships, it's hugely beneficial for all parties. But it's not always an easy task.
Right. I know I'm often hearing myself say to people, well, we play really well in the sandbox with other agencies, and which I believe 100%, but I do notice far too often that those other agencies are really unsure where to place the video, what video player to use. They have no understanding about how you use a certain video player to use back-end tracking to get better intel on who's ready to buy now. And that gives you a golden opportunity to walk in like a boss and to help them do things more strategically that in the past they've never been able to do before.
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately for many digital agencies we work with, they're coming from a traditional broadcast background, particularly the more established ones in our area. And so they do unfortunately still see video very much as a interruption medium. Yeah. And it's all about placing ads, and they very rarely even consider the organic value to content as well. So then that's sometimes a struggle, but I think it's shifting, you know, and where we can walk in like a boss, as you say, and help share the knowledge and get better results for everyone, it works out the best for everyone.
That's really cool. Can you give our audience an idea on like what project you're working on right now that's of interest, you know, something that they can kind of relate to that you're working on?
Yeah, so we work with a hotel, an accommodation provider locally. And for them, you know, we came in, it's just like the same story for many clients where they came in looking for a specific video, you know, one video. Instead, we're able to pitch to them basically using video content marketing over the ongoing time frame. And so, you know, bringing them into more of a video marketing retainer model for us, which enables us to go out on a periodic basis and film new content, both celebrating their accommodation itself, but also the local area. So they really want to sell the destination of the beachside town that they're, that they reside in. So, you know, and it's been really great because what's happened as we've released content branded with this particular accommodation provider and celebrating the location, which is, you know, in the shadows of Noosa, which maybe some people have heard of, you know, one of the probably highest destinations, beachside destinations in Australia. So they're kind of competing with that traffic. By celebrating their particular strengths through the content, all the other accommodation providers have kind of seen this one provider as kind of the leader in the in the area, which has been really cool. So they've kind of, in a way, they've done this thought leadership thing without being thought leaders. They've just been location leaders.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But that's been really, really good. And so they've we've been working with them now for nearly 10 months of regular content released primarily organically, and some of those are run as paid traffic as well.
So you help them tell their stories about why their destination is amazing and the amenities that are available and how as a guest you could come and have these different experiences, but they already are doing it probably in text, or their competitors are doing it in text. And as soon as you start telling those stories in video, they like come to life for people. That's a fun project to work on.
Yeah. And primarily what the videos really look like is what you might call snackable content. Is they're purely for social. They're highly visual, optimized for the sound off audience. And the idea is just to get people thinking about Coolum Beach as a destination, you know, so whereas they're probably looking at Noosa, for example. So it's worked really well, and it's they've had really good traction and growth across Facebook and Instagram in particular.
Ben, you bring up a smart point, but it might be a new term for some people that are listening. What is the sound off audience?
Yes, so, I mean, I think anyone who engages with social media, particularly on Facebook, Instagram, and also LinkedIn, and Twitter as well, the video that's playing natively in those platforms, so uploaded directly to those platforms, usually defaults to playing with the sound off in the newsfeed. So you need to capture and hook those people who you want to watch the video in a sound off way, you know, so audio isn't going to play a part of that. Now, the goal is to either get people to get the message without even turning on the sound, or to, click to play and basically enable the sound. So either way, you need to communicate with a sound off audience in mind.
Are you putting text on screen for that sound off audience, so they are like, they can follow the story?
Yeah. So usually it is text on screen, usually some, you know, branded kind of text that sits well with the brand style, or in some cases it's just about, you know, opening with something that is more engaging and hooky, you know. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we kind of open with a big emoji kind of animating on, like a heart eye emoji or something like mm-hmm. that then kind of transitions to this, like, you know, stunning shot of a beach. So it kind of stops. The idea is you want to kind of stop that scroll, right? Mm-hmm. So and get people to engage for the first few seconds and hopefully keep going.
That's really cool. I'm proud of you. Explained that so damn well. Means that you do that all the time when you're client facing. You find yourself being a teacher more than anything else.
I do. And that's a big part of what we do. Like, our sales process is basically an education process. So we find that the selling's easy once we, you know, share value and share information with our clients, because there's so much confusion and overwhelm when it comes to video marketing, which potentially just, you know, makes people not take action, right? So, I mean, maybe my background before I started the video production company was as a secondary school teacher. So maybe education comes easy to me, but it's just become a huge part of what we do. And and hence my own podcast as well. So I've created my own podcast, which is all around helping people understand video strategy better as well.
Beautiful. Where can people follow Ben more? Where can we get your podcast?
Yeah, so it's the Engage Video Marketing Podcast, or you can just go to engagevideomarketing.com for everything that I do there. That's not my agency. My business is innovatemedia.com.au, so any one of those places.
Innovatemedia.com is your website. engage.
.au.
Oh, .au. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And yeah. And then tell me the podcast one more time.
So Engage Video Marketing Podcast.
Cool. I'm gonna subscribe. I'm gonna start listening. I can't wait.
Nice, man. Look forward to it.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. So when did you get started with the podcast?
So we're up to episode 90 now. So it's been going for a little while. At the beginning of the podcast, I actually focused more on storytelling as a creative form. So the focus of the podcast was the Engage With Story podcast. But then it got to 50 episodes and pivoted to the Engage Video Marketing podcast, which much more closely aligns to the kind of people I want to be interviewing and talking with and what the information I want to share. So 90 episodes. So I guess it's a year and nearly 2 years.
It's a big commitment. You know, after a while you look at all that and you go, wow, this is like a college education, you know, that you're providing to people and turning them into followers and believers. I was just thinking a line that I use a lot for when I'm on stage is about the fundamental goal of sales and marketing. And it's to get your customers to know what you know and to believe what you believe. Because once that happens, buying becomes a no-brainer. And what I love about this is that you've got a teaching philosophy, because you already know that once you start teaching people and you bring them in, you become their guru, then getting them to buy is virtually the easiest thing they'll ever do.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And if they don't buy now, then you're already positioned as the person that they just have to buy from later when they're ready.
You bring up a good point. What is the longest person you've nurtured as a, you know, somebody you've told about video marketing and then they've eventually converted?
Well, I've had a client basically come on board yesterday.
Yeah.
And one of the business partners there, I had first connected with and, you know, run a strategy session for in a previous business that he was with nearly 6 years ago, and they didn't convert at the time. So they almost did, but for various reasons they didn't. But he's in this new business now and there was no competition. He came straight to us and said, "We're ready to go."
Beautiful.
And that was an easy sale. Basically, right. It was, okay, where do we sign?
Beautiful. I have that happen all the time. And the thing that I find so interesting is I'm like, it took 7 years to get them across the finish line, you know? But when they do finally get across the finish line, man, it's a great feeling because you nurtured that and it's an easy deal. They probably didn't even negotiate on price. They were like, I put Ben through so much hassle. I just need to say yes to whatever he's going to charge me.
somewhat like that. Yeah, that's a good feeling.
Cool. That's so cool. Ben, it's been a real pleasure connecting with you. I'm looking forward when I come to Australia to come and say hello, grab a drink with you, and to see what you've got going on. When you go down on location, are you actually filming?
Part of the time. So it's probably about 60-70% of the time still. That's my creative outlet, but marketing's become my creative outlet as well.
I get it. Even if I'm on a set and I'm not part of the crew filming, I will pull out my camera and I'll start capturing my own content because, like you, I've got a story that needs to be told and I'll figure out what it is along the way. But it's fun to be on set, capture content, tell that client story and help people buy from them faster. He's Ben Amos. He's from innovatemedia.com.au. Is that correct?
You got it.
Please check him out. Get onto that podcast. Listen to Ben. If people can get you from what, iTunes and Google Play?
Yeah, all the normal places. Yeah, Stitcher, iTunes, Google, all that stuff.
Beautiful. Ben, thank you so much for taking time to join us on this milestone podcast episode.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate what you do, man.
I appreciate you too. I'll look forward to our next chat, my friend. And one of these days, I'd love to talk with you on the podcast about the art of storytelling and how we translate that into video. Would you be down to do that with me?
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love that.
Okay. Sounds good. I look forward to it, man. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
All right. Peace out. Have a good day. All right, Ben, thanks so much for sharing your information on the podcast. And now let's go out to video marketing master, Stuart Smith. All right. So let's go across the pond to the UK and specifically to London and talk with Stuart Smith. He's a filmmaker and a photographer. Stuart, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Todd. It's great to be here. Great to join you and to meet you in person. Lovely.
It's great to finally get to see you on camera and watch your mannerisms. Talk to me about your business and how you help people using video and marketing, Stuart.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Todd. Well, essentially what I do is I have a background in filmmaking and photography and also in digital technologies. I actually did a master's in computing science. So I understand that workflow of how we operate within the digital space and in social media. So often a company will bring me in. I work tend to work with smaller companies or with educational and charities. And we will sit down and we'll work out a concept on what is the message that they want to say. And then we'll try and work out the right campaign for them. Sometimes that's photography only. Sometimes that's video only. Quite often it's a mixture of the two. And it can be really good because a lot of the people I'm working with, it's their first foray into the world of digital video marketing and things like that. They've got zero experience in front of the camera quite often. They've got no understanding of what the technology can do really and things like that. And they're calling on me and they're giving me the privilege of trusting me to help guide them in that journey.
It's an honor, really. I mean, you're trailblazing for them, opening them up into the big space of video for their business and then guiding them along the way. When you meet people, what is their, you know, I think video is still in its early days. People still have hesitations. Like you mentioned, there are still people that are discovering video for the first time. Where does the conversation get started often for you?
Yeah, well, quite often it will begin either at a networking event or sometimes online in some sort of chat room or some sort of group, LinkedIn group or a Facebook group, that kind of thing. But very often it will be in person. I'll meet people at networking groups in the area and we will be sharing our stories about our businesses and what we can do and how we can help each other. And I will hear what they're trying to achieve. And my approach is very much to not say to somebody, oh, you must have a video, because it's not appropriate for everybody at every point in their journey. My approach is to listen to what's being said and then to let the conversation take that path. And if it is appropriate for them, then we will hopefully be engaged to work with them on a video or photography shoot or campaign of some sort. And if not, then they're a contact for the future. I often get a lot of work from referrals. Sometimes I get referrals from people that I've never actually produced anything for, but they enjoy the conversations and the value that I bring and vice versa as well, of course.
Right. I like your approach. It is a very natural, comfortable relationship developing approach that is not just about me and what I'm going to sell you. Instead of it's more of a listening, understanding, more of a consultative approach. And if you're able to help them, great. If not, you're still going to give them guidance and they're going to recognize how smart you are. And the next time they're sitting down with somebody that's starting a business, they naturally think of Stuart to help them exponentially get that message out. Does it work something like that?
Very much so, yes. I mean, that is my hope and that's how I hopefully come across. I think it's very important in business that we add value to each other, particularly in the networking space. I used to have a mentor who and sadly has departed this world. And he used to say to me that business is done by people we trust. We trust in people. And no good business happens unless you trust that person. Yeah. So I think building a relationship is worthwhile. Sometimes I can know somebody for a couple of years and then we will engage in the process because it's just not the right time for them. Sometimes it can be a couple of hours and we get a booking. It is hard work because you're always out there and you're always trying to meet people, but I enjoy that. I really enjoy meeting the people and things like that. It's great to actually talk to them either in the virtual space or in the physical world.
Yeah, if you enjoy doing it, like you and I both enjoy doing it, and it comes natural, then it's a logical extension of your personality to be reaching out and engaging with people. Gaining influence is an important part of that process. I often look at the gaining influence part as storytelling, and the stories are always hyper-related to what their pain, their frustration is, so I can connect with them. And once I'm connecting, I can kind of navigate my way through it. But I look at these things a lot like dating. Like you would never walk up to somebody, well, most people shouldn't do this, but a lot of people do, and ask for the deal right away, right? Instead, you want to develop a relationship, go at their pace, and before you know it, they're going to ask you for the work.
I like to think I'm a little more subtle than that when I was dating back in the single days. but yes, I think you have a really good point there, Todd. I think it's very much about relationship building, mm-hmm. particularly in this world. There are, you know, I mean, on a more serious note, I've often helped businesses that have actually been what we would say in the UK, fleeced, i.e. ripped off
yes.
by other companies. And that for me is terrible. I've known charities that have lost tens of thousands of pounds because they've gone with the wrong deal, and trying to help them sort it out and things like that. And of course, you're then operating on a reduced budget, but you want to try and do good by people. Because I do feel that very much, although the digital world often has that wild reputation, I want to see be seen very much as the white hat person in that game. And it's very important to me to be an ambassador for our industry as well, and to say what we do is good and can provide value and can make a real difference and change.
Yep. Okay. I love this. We experience this all the time. You know, people that we've known for a long time don't tell us they're going to be needing a video. They end up hiring somebody that might be in their backyard, and then they call us once that project fails to perform, whatever, right? It doesn't achieve its goal. And they tell us how much they spent. And like you mentioned, Stuart, it makes me very sad to hear how much they spent without getting the desired results and outcome. So I think both you and I are aligned that the first thing we want to do is lay out a smart strategy to achieve that goal, because the sooner we can lay out that strategy and show it to them, the easier it is for them to say yes. Something that we do all the time when we're meeting with clients, and maybe this is of help to you, but something tells me you've already got there also because you're a smart guy. When we discover there's another video creator in the hunt for a project, the terms we like to use is, look, we just want to make the first video, we want to make the right video the first time. And often that means you have to do the due diligence. And with most video creators, they don't spend that time to map it out. And so then that project costs double because it needs to be done the second time. And by just dropping that little bit of seed that we're going to do the due diligence and we're going to shepherd them across the finish line to what that goal is, we tend to get more yeses than nos.
No, right? I think that is solid advice, Todd. I really do. I think it's something that it's something I've thought about and considered, and certainly I'm hearing it again. That's great to hear it reinforced, particularly from somebody with the respect that you have. So yes, absolutely. I think there's an old saying we have here in the UK, measure twice, cut once.
Yes.
And I think it applies beautifully to the pre-production process. I like to spend a good time understanding what is required and getting myself under the skin of the business a little bit, and really walking with that person some way in their journey, and just understanding and then coming alongside them.
Yeah.
And I think ultimately that gives you a better spend. Don't produce good video, cheap videos, sorry, but we produce videos of value and of quality.
Yeah, I agree. And so one of the things that, you know, I make it very clear, I'm not going to be the lowest price, right? But I'm going to be the one who's going to be creating the right video the first time. And it allows me to distance myself, but it also allows me to justify that I'm going to charge them on the front end for the extra work to make sure that I can be shepherding them across the finish line and achieving their goals. And it's really interesting. Every time I try to go to the lowest price, I end up under serving their end goal, right? Because I didn't put enough money into it to invest the time to do it right for them. Let me ask you, while we're together, what is, when you go out on location and you film, are you run a camera?
Yes, yeah. I mean, very often I'm actually a solo shooter, so I'm kind of a one-man band quite often. I do run small crews sometimes, mm-hmm. But I'm in that space at the moment. I enjoy it, and obviously that reflects the kind of clients that I'm often working with. So yes, I run the camera, I run the audio, and I run the post.
I love it. So that's how I got started, a one-man band. I got both of these shoulders are destroyed from dragging gear all over the world, right?
I hear you.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And then every vacation I've ever gone on with my wife where she met me somewhere that I was already filming, I'm lugging the you know, 400 pounds to every next stop of our trip. And it's, and now these guys don't let me touch any of the camera gear because, you know, to be real honest with you, they're better than I am. And I'm at that age now where if it wasn't for my prescription lenses for reading down here at the bottom, I would never be able to focus, you know, the camera. So these guys are lucky. I'm lucky that they're there bailing me out so I can continue to create great content.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's part of the journey of life. You know, we develop the skills and we need to kind of move to a different space. I'm starting to head in that direction of thinking like, well, I want to actually start running crews because my ambitions in terms of the creative potential are more ambitious than what one person with a camera can do. So it's interesting that you've been there and obviously you're in that place where you've got a great crew producing great content who are reliable and building. I'm starting to build that network off of some freelancers at the moment and things like that. Some really good people I've had the chance to work with, good. Which is very enjoyable.
Stuart, I was scared. That was like a scary thing for me because I'm more interested in making sure my name is gold than my bank account is filled with gold. And when I started to hire other people, I didn't know or I wasn't sure if they would be able to, when client facing, have the finesse or the devotion or even the emotional connection to the client's end goal. And so I think I waited longer than I should have. In hindsight, I should have hired other people earlier and just been like I was, very present in their training and development, so they knew how to interact with our clients with the same type of love that I do, so I could logically teach that. Once I started to see that they were doing that, I was getting amazing feedback from the client, like a similar feedback that I was accustomed to getting when I was with the camera and client facing, then I started to like let go a little bit and knew that I had the right people, but that takes time.
Well, thanks for sharing that wisdom with me because I do feel very precious about the process. Really do. Right. It's kind of like, this is my baby and it's very creative and I feel, and because it, and you've been there, you know, when you do everything, yeah, from setting up the tripod to, you know, delivering the file online.
Right.
It is a very personal experience. There's a lot of you in it. Well, but you are right.
Part of the responsibility as the business owner is to make sure that you provide such unique value that even if you do send other people out there, the client knows that you are the strategy brain, the creative genius, the relationship. So like all of our clients, like while we're on the phone, my phone's blowing up and it's just clients that are asking little questions that they have a connection with me. And so and then in this room right over here, when you and I were connecting up, let me see if I can spin this around. In this conference room right here it's all soundproof glass, but I can hear the sound through the soundproof glass because it ain't that good. But one of the things in that room right now is a client who's a major manufacturer. I don't know if manufacturer is the right word, distributor of diamonds, a certain brand of diamonds. And I hear my name from that client mentioning my, well, when we were talking with Todd, now that's good because that tells me that I'm still front and center with that client. And I know that after when the team leaves, I get a little summary and I will text that client and go, heard everything went great. I agree that the goal is this, this, and this, and I like the plan. And then they know that I've still blessed it, right? So I become part of that like security blanket.
Yeah. Yeah, but I presume that ultimately you are training up the successors and things like that, and
they don't need me
revealing themselves to you.
Yeah, they don't really need me. But I guess where I'm needed is on the relationship side, because the client already know, likes, and trusts me, and has been through the seasons and many projects with me, so they know that anybody on my team is going to fall. But my fear before was that I was going to train up these people and then they were going to go out and steal my clients and open up another agency. And after that already happened to me and I watched those people go out and underperform, I kind of let go a little bit. It's going to happen.
Well, you are going to get stiffed every now and again.
Yeah.
It just is the way of the world. But I do believe that generally speaking, most people, if you treat them well, they will want to treat you well.
Yep. I agree.
Work hard, but play fair, basically.
Every single time. I think one of our cool things is we have never lost a client.
And, oh, that's awesome.
And I know that's rare to say, but It's also, I think, the faster you make these human-to-human connections, these real personal connections, and they know you and more than being their vendor, then your ability to retain and hold on to them through, you know, different seasons in their career is really important. There's a lot of gearheads, a lot of people that love cameras, that listen to this podcast. Stuart, what do you film with? Like, what is your favorite camera? And talk to me about that.
Okay, well, I'm doing a lot of film with a Sony A7 RS II at the moment, which cool. I really like, and it's quite a leap for me because suddenly you've got the S-Logs to play with. So in terms of the geek, in terms of Geeksville goodness, you can get your hands right in there and you can do everything with it. It's a great camera. I think at some point I'm going to have to get an external screen for it because it is such an awkward little screen on there. In some ways, it's too small. That's the downside of it. And the battery life is just appalling.
Yeah.
But the quality of the footage is superb. I just love it. I'm using Zoom H4n to do a lot of the audio recording. Mm-hmm. I've been plugging Sennheisers into that. And I've been actually experimenting a bit recently with this Sennheiser, which is the memory mic. And that can record direct to your phone. And that's a really interesting development. There's a couple of variations of that on the market.
And it Bluetooths, right? It Bluetooths to your phone.
To your phone. Yeah, it is very nice. Yeah. And I've actually been looking at some run and gun stuff. So I've been doing quite a lot of experimenting filming direct to the iPhone at the moment and using Filmic Pro. Because their new S-Log profile is really nice. It's surprising. If you're filming to 4K, and you've got the Filmic Pro and you're on and you've switched to the S-Log, you have to pay about $15 for it.
And you're coming and you're amazing. Filming through this camera?
Yes. Yeah, I sometimes use some additional lenses. Yeah. So I often put a wider lens on just using a clip like this.
Yeah, I love that.
And then stick that on just to give me that a little bit more latitude in terms of the post. But I put that on with a Zion Smooth. And that's often just in my bag now. And so if I'm somewhere and the opportunity arises to do a bit of filming for me and things like that, then it's really good. I mean, the other day, for example, near where I live, we had a load of gypsies coming past in these horse and carts, about 80 of them, so about 100 people on horse and carts, just blocking the entire road. I was able to just grab it, stick it into Filmic Pro, grade it, had it edited it on LumaFusion, and it was out within about an hour. So,
that's so cool.
It's a very exciting time on what we can do at the moment. Really exciting.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of these prosumer switches that are taking place inside of the video space. And my favorite camera that I'm loving right now is that Pocket Osmo, the DJI gimbal. It's tiny. And I film with this thing all the time. Have you seen this before?
No, not close up.
Okay.
I've seen a couple of examples of the footage.
I'm opening up my bag because it lives in my bag. And here is the Pocket Osmo.
Wow, that's tiny.
Right? And my phone plugs in right here if I want to have a monitor. And what I love about it is I can take it everywhere. The battery life is very good. And the quality is 4K and stunning, but I can do all the manual adjustments that I would normally do with my pro camera, which allows me to dial in quality that most people wouldn't be able to get in that compact of a unit.
That's amazing. I've not heard anything bad about it yet.
It's $349. I make no money talking about it, but I highly recommend picking it up. At the very least, you're going to find that it is now your favorite happy hour camera. At least it is for mine, man. It fits in my jacket and everything. Stuart, where can people learn more about you?
They can find me on the various social media channels. So I'm Stuart Imagery on Instagram, and I'm Stu M. Smith on Twitter. And my website, which has all the various details in, is stuartsmithportfolio.com. That's Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T. That's the spelling.
And Stuart, how are you liking the Wirebuzz Insider Group?
I love the Wirebuzz Insider Group. I think if anybody gets a chance to join it, I would really encourage them to. I'm not just saying that to flatter you. I think it's a great facility and resource. One of the things that I've received as a filmmaker on there is I've received encouragement. Which, you know, you put stuff out there and people click like and stuff like that, which is all lovely. But what I've got is I've got real kind of like this part of your film was really good and you really understood the technology and things like that. And it's nice to be a community of like-minded people. So loving being a member of it.
Now you uploaded a video recently. Can you talk about that?
Yes. So I uploaded a video that I shot, again, one of these on-the-fly videos. I was waiting for my car to be MOT'd, which is a service we have in the UK. We have to go through it every year. And right by a beautiful place called Lesness Abbey in London. If you're ever in the area, do check it out. This ancient ruin that goes back to the Middle Ages. And I was like, I've got the gimbal with me. I've got the phone with me. I've got the lenses. This is the time to try it out. So I went out and I filmed some of these gorgeous ruins, and I filmed some of the bluebells, which are just out here.
They're stunning, yeah.
Springtime. Thank you. Yeah, beautiful place. And I just wanted to film a couple of my, just like ad hoc, some of my reflections on creativity and what that means to me. Because it's an inspiring place. And so here you are in this bustling metropolis. And just here is this haven of beauty. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult for me not to be inspired when you're in that kind of space. And I just had to grab the camera.
Beautiful.
In the way that an artist might grab their paintbrush.
Yeah, I do the same thing, man. Stuart, it's really cool connecting up with you. I look forward to interacting with you more in the Insider Group. And thank you for what you're doing for video marketing and for businesses in London, my friend.
Well, thank you, Todd. Thank you so much for inviting me to be part of the 200 podcast. It's awesome. Here's to the
thank
next
you.
200.
Right on.
And thank you so much for all the information that you show the community, the great generosity of spirit you have, and the wonderful speakers that you bring on board. It's brilliant. And I thank you for making me feel so welcome to be part of the community.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. As you can tell, it's a labor of love for us. We enjoy doing it. And we've got a lot of really cool things that are planned coming up that I can't talk about yet, but are exciting. And I look forward to sharing that with you, man.
I'm going to be excited about it.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot, Todd.
Thanks so much. Okay. Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. That's what we say. We say cheers. Is that right?
Cheers.
Do you know how we do it on the podcast? We say peace.
All right. Peace out.
Peace out. Thanks, Stuart.
Cheers, Tom. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, man. All right. So that is the last and final audience interview in this series. Trust me, we will do this again. It was a whole lot of fun to talk with you guys. People started popping up for all over the place, just telling their stories and wanting to introduce themselves. And so many of you have become members in the Wirebuzz Insider Community on Facebook. All you have to do is search Wirebuzz Insider Community. And remember, the password is Carl Zeiss. Really never to be spoken above a whisper. It is a super secret password. Go in, get into that group, share some of your information, provide your favorite videos, show us your work. We can learn from you. We know we can. And then the other thing is, if you're trying to figure out what videos would create the right type of profit margin for your business, if you want to figure out how to select the profitable topics, well, we created a topic selection worksheet. And you can get access to that at wirebuzz.com/topics with an S on the end. Go there, download it. It'll guide you through the steps of selecting the right topics for your business or even for your clients. And we're just honored to be a part of this community. When we got started, there wasn't even a name, video marketing. And it sounds weird, but we didn't even come to that term. Like, we didn't know what to call it. We just were using video to help educate people, and far be it for us to have coined the term. That was too brainiac for us, but we're honored to see this space grow. We love being a part of it. And please continue to share your questions and stories. And along the way, we'll make sure that we cover them in future episodes. It's always fun to know where the road is going, so let me break it down for you right now. In the next episode, I'm going to bring you and this podcast audience to my speech in Scottsdale, Arizona, a special night for me. You're not going to want to miss it. Coming up in the next episode, episode 203, that's right, 203, is going to be my speech on bulletproof story selling in front of the Arizona Innovation Marketing Association or something very close to that. And this is the group that recently gave me their 2019 Rising Star Award. I guess if you give me an award, I come and speak after that. I guess that's kind of how it works. But you're going to love the speech. A lot of fun coming up in episode 203. And if you want to figure out what are the right topics for your business, we created a topic selection worksheet that helps you narrow down the topics that are going to be profitable video topics for your business. And you can get access to this worksheet at wirebuzz.com/topics with an S. wirebuzz.com/topics. Download it. Walk yourself through it. Actually, it'd be a great opportunity for you to brainstorm with other people on your team, do it together, and then start narrowing down those topics that are going to be profitable for your business. And if you have to guarantee that your projects generate ROI, you know, return on investment, because candidly, that's what this is all about. How do you use the videos to drive revenue and to do it in a way like Marketo does it? You may recall from my interview with Marketo's global head of marketing, Paolo Martins, that they get a 5x, a 5x return on their ROI from using videos. And you should have that same superpower in your back pocket. And that's why we created a 5-part web-based mini course, and it is free to the listeners of this podcast. And you can get it at wirebuzz.com/ROI, like return on investment. That's wirebuzz.com/ROI. And I will continue to do my job bringing you the latest information so you can be a video marketing master. Peace.